This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will travel to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin Thursday. The city has faced upheaval and destruction after civil unrest followed a white police officer shooting a black man. The former vice president will hold a community meeting with the theme of healing. President Donald Trump visited Kenosha 2 days ago, touring the damage left behind by the demonstrations and voicing strong support for law enforcement. The president and former Vice President Biden's visits underscore how the two candidates are trying to gain a political edge on the sensitive U.S. reckoning over racial issues and police treatment of minorities. But Wisconsin is also a critical battleground in the fight for the White House. Then-candidate Trump edged out Democrat Hillary Clinton there in 2016. While opinion polls show Biden with a lead in the state, President Trump's campaign has made retaining it a top priority. The Kremlin rejects accusations that Russia is responsible for the poisoning of the opposition politician Alexei Navalny, a spokesman adding it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over the case. The Kremlin makes a statement a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He was airlifted to Germany last month after collapsing on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned. Chancellor Merkel said Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond to the poisoning. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The number of Americans who have lost jobs and are applying for unemployment benefits fell to roughly 880,000 last week. It's a sign people are going back to work, but evidence that the pandemic continues to force businesses to slash jobs. The latest figures released Thursday by the Labor Department suggest that nearly 6 months after the new coronavirus emerged, the economy is still struggling to sustain a recovery and rebuild. Reuters reports at least two people are reported dead after Typhoon Maysak smashed into the Korean Peninsula on Thursday. Thousands were temporarily without power after the storm brought heavy rain and lashing winds to areas still recovering from Typhoon Bavi. The Yonhap News Agency reports flights were canceled or delayed and downed trees and other debris caused light damage. The peninsula typically sees only one typhoon a year, but another typhoon is already brewing south of Japan and is expected to hit the Korean coast on Sunday or Monday, that according to NASA's Earth Observatory. Hurricane Nana made landfall early Thursday on the coast of Belize. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Nana then weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland. Tropical storm conditions are expected to persist in Belize, Guatemala, and Mexico through Thursday morning, according to the NHC. The United States federal government has told states to prepare for a COVID-19 vaccine to be ready to distribute by November 1st. The timeline raised concern among public health officials about an October surprise, a vaccine approval driven by political considerations ahead of a presidential election rather than science. In a letter to governors dated August 27th, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said states in the near future will receive permit applications from the McKesson Corporation. The company has contracted with CDC to distribute vaccines to places including state and local health departments. Australia's Victoria State on Thursday reported a triple-digit rise in new COVID-19 infections for the first time in 4 days, denting optimism that a second wave of cases has been contained. Australia has now recorded more than 26,000 COVID-19 cases, while the death toll rose to 678 after 15 people in Victoria State died from the virus. The strict restrictions have helped to prevent the spread of the virus beyond Victoria. They have wreaked havoc on the economy, with official data on Wednesday showing Australia had entered its first recession in 3 decades. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.